This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the death toll from Maui wildfire reaches 93, efforts to find and identify the dead is just beginning.
Mourning and searching in Maui. FEMA crews are going door to door looking for possible survivors or victims.
Still waiting, hoping.
Abe Yabes has 9 relatives unaccounted for.
We've been to a lot of hotels inside Lahaina, but none of them are there. So we've been to police station, we called Red Cross.
For this Lahaina resident, David, he knows 3 of his friends are dead. They were trying to drive away from the flames together in a car. David decided to run to the ocean.
And they stayed in their car, they died with their dogs and everything.
He tells Sky News he saw one of his friends fatally burned.
Like a piece of charcoal, like Pompeii.
Officials say there is an investigation into why warning sirens weren't sounded ahead of the flames. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Niger's military regime vowed late Sunday to prosecute ousted President Mohamed Bazoum for high treason and slam West African leaders for imposing sanctions on the country. Niger's military leader said that they would prosecute Bazoum for high treason and undermining the internal and external security of Niger. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed Russian shelling in Ukraine's southern region of Kherson on a video address on Sunday. Russian shelling killed 7 people, including a 22-year-old infant. He says wounded at least in Kherson on Sunday, prompting local officials to declare Monday a day of mourning. Kyiv reclaimed part of Kherson from Russian occupation last November, but Kremlin troops have continued shelling the regional capital and areas around it across the Dnipro River. This is VOA News. North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has made another inspection tour of munitions factories and ordered a sharp increase in production of missiles and other weapons, VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Monday's state media report on Kim's instruction to increase missile production comes days before South Korea and the U.S. begin annual military drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. During his visit to weapons factories last week, Kim said North Korea must have a, quote, overwhelming military force and get fully prepared for coping with any war. Some observers suspect Kim's factory trips could also be related to possible North Korean plans to send more munitions to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
At least 55 people have been killed and more than 1 million affected by 2 weeks of torrential rains causing floods and landslides in southeast Bangladesh. VOA's Diane Roberts with more.
Today, Russian occupants hit.
Some of the heaviest rains in recent years. That's what Bangladesh's meteorological department chief told AFP. Officials said heavy rains lashed the southeast region August 1st through 11th, triggering flash floods that caused rivers to burst their banks and inundate hundreds of villages. Officials say it was only possible to confirm how many were killed after the floodwaters began to recede. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Far-right populist Javier Milei has rocked Argentina's political establishment by emerging as the biggest vote-getter in voting to choose presidential candidates for the October general election and on a nation battered by economic woes. The admirer of former U.S. President Donald Trump says Argentina's central bank should be abolished, thinks climate change is a lie, wants to make it easier to own handguns. Analysts say that the upstart, who angrily rants against the political caste, did much better than expected in Sunday's voting and is a real contender to win the presidency. With around 85% of polling stations reporting, Milei had around 31% of total votes. The candidates in the main opposition coalition got 28%, and the current governing coalition was third at 27%. Again, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made another inspection tour of major munition factories and ordered a drastic increase in production of missiles and other weapons, according to state media. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.